Well, welcome to another edition of the Destination Polaris podcast. It's just me today. Alexa is out of town, so I wouldn't make you get stuck by just listening to me the entire time. So I brought on one of my friends, a great guest. It's Chris Hodges, owner and CEO of Razor Nation. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, man. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Weather's good here in North Carolina. We're excited and ready for the riding season to begin.
That's right. That's right. You're in North Carolina. Whereabouts?
So our home office is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So we're close to Charlotte. If you've heard of Charlotte Airport, obviously.
Yeah. If you're a NASCAR fan, I'm sure you have.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My uncle is Richard Childers. So we've got NASCAR in the heart of North Carolina here.
Yeah. I mean, NASCAR fans definitely know who Richard Childress is. We got to go ride with him sometime.
Oh yeah. Anytime. I'd love to take you guys a tour of the shop. You know, anytime you guys are in town or in the area.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun. But you are in charge of Razor Nation. You're the owner and CEO of Razor Nation. Chris, tell me a little bit about Razor Nation.
Yeah, so the group was formed about 5 years ago, and we seen a need. You know, there's other people with our passions that are looking for destinations, and we would always ride and have people mention on Facebook, well, why didn't you invite us? Well, we decided to form a group that we could get everybody to join together. Sometimes it gets overwhelming. We have a lot of guests come out and join us, and we've had as much as 85 machines at one time.
That's pretty good. Now, how many members are in your group?
We have about 6,000 members right now.
Pretty decent size. Pretty decent size. Now, are they all located on the East Coast?
Oh, no. So we have them from, the West Coast all the way to Canada. We reach a pretty broad area.
Now, what do you find with people who join your group, Razor Nation? What kind of members are they?
You know, they're hardcore riders. They're trail riders. We have guys that like the mud parks. We've got some parks locally here, but we find ourselves, about 3 hours from the beach and about 2 hours from the northern trails of West Virginia and Virginia. So we always choose to go north. We love our riding, and that's where we take our vacations at.
Now, we have done two rides with you guys over the number of years, and I'll tell you what, Chris, when we do rides with your Razor Nation group, you guys go all out.
thank you. Yeah, we have some fun, that's for sure.
Yeah. So when you show up and you do these rides with us, what kind of people show up? Because I mean, unless you're there, you have no idea, like the machines, the food, the food that you guys, when you guys do these week long rides with us, what goes into that? Sort of like, who do I want to bring? What kind of food do I want to bring? What's that like?
Yeah. So we try to pick out, we have some entertainers. I think they were the class clowns when they were kids, but they bring the excitement. I mean, we you'll be cruising down a trail, and 5 units back, you'll hear, Lee Shank break out with some acapella and start singing. Of course, he loves to do that around a campfire. But we bring the guys who share our passion. But they also they love camping. It's a family environment. They'll bring their kids, their pets. And of course we bring a big smoker. I mean, when we're there for the week, I'm not sure if you've seen the big smoker there, but we've got Razor Nation labeled all over it, and they'll smoke, ribs, all weekend and steak and just some great Southern food, great eating, good companionship, lots of fun around the fire at night, telling jokes and listening to music. It's everything you would think it would be.
It is. And the feeling I get from you guys, it's not just, you're not just doing this sort of casual or weekend warrior stuff. This is more of a lifestyle for you guys.
It is. We live, breathe, and dream about it. I wear the shirts every day. A lot of the members do. I'll see them post, wearing the shirts on their vacations. I'll see them, we have, my truck's wrapped. We really have a passion for it. And we share that passion with all the members. They found a group to be a part of. We can ask people for advice within the group. If you have an issue with your machine, places to go. We're always looking for a new destination, and there's plenty over here on the East Coast. We have to head north. A lot of the things south are more parks. but a pretty open range of places to ride north.
Well, Chris, I wanted to ask you about that. You're doing a great job of leading me into every single question here right
Thank
now.
You.
But I wanted to ask you because we do a lot of shoots on the West Coast. I mean, your heavy Razor followers can tend to be on the West Coast, but you're in North Carolina. A lot of our listeners, maybe some of our viewers, don't know anything about North Carolina or Virginia or West Virginia as far as like place to ride. Maybe they heard of Hatfield McCoy and that might be it. And they'd be like, I want to go there someday, or places in Tennessee. But we've done two rides with you guys in Virginia, and I want you to tell people about those rides because, you know, if you ever get the chance to go out there, they're fantastic.
They are. Yeah. And, you know, everyone listening should probably go on to the website, Heart of the Appalachia. They were formed by the legislation of Virginia to market these trails. So there's five spearhead trails in Virginia. That's all of them are interesting to ride. They're great terrain, good all around. You know, if you're a beginner, there's lots of green marked trails. And if you like your more technical stuff, there's some double black diamonds on there as well. So, yeah. They do a great job marketing all of the trails, bringing in all the tourists. We love Southern Gap. That's where the last TV show was filmed.
Uh-huh. Tell me about why you love Southern Gap, because if you go on the Heart of Appalachia website, there are a number of different trail systems in Virginia, and Southern Gap is one of those.
It is. Yeah. So Southern Gap has about 200 miles. It's called the Coal Canyon Trail System. You know, the actual park there has five cabins, very nice cabins. The visitor center is something out of a magazine. I mean, it's beautiful. They have a lot of weddings there, lots of events going on. But what I think is the most unique thing about Southern Gap is, you know, where can you go on the East Coast and see elk, you know, that close to home? They were introduced back into the population in Virginia around, I think it was 1980s. And it's pretty cool. Alexa and I got pretty up close and personal with some of them during the filming. And we had a good time. We started approaching them, you know, and we were getting warned to stay back. But it was full of adrenaline. We had a great time.
And talk about the trail system there in the Southern Gap. You mentioned some black diamonds, but is there, I imagine they make it, Chris, so there's a little bit of everything for everybody there.
It is. What's really neat about that area is you can leave Southern Gap and you can head more north and go to a place called the Brakes Interstate Park. And there, it's a great ride there. It's a little more difficult trails getting to that Brakes Interstate Park, but they have views that are unbelievable. You can look out over this canyon that's supposed to be next to the Grand Canyon, one of the deepest in the U.S.
Wow.
So that's a great destination. If you're staying at Southern Gap, try to make it to the Brakes Interstate Park. If you go from Southern Gap's parking lot and then head more south, you would end up in a town called Hayside, Virginia. And Hayside is a great town to go. They got the brewery there. They've got plenty of food. You can gas up. It's about a 2-hour ride either direction. So, you know, for the weekend, you won't run out of trails at Southern Gap for sure.
No, with 200 miles, I can't imagine you would. Now, before we went out there and filmed with you guys, had you or any of your group members been there before?
That was our first time there. It became our favorite place. You know, I mean, that was our first trip to Southern Gap. Now, I'd been in Virginia before with the other filming on the Pocahontas trails. I had been to those trails, but never on the Coal Canyon trails until that filming. And we fell in love, and we've been back probably five times since.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, love it.
Wow. I always find that interesting, Chris, how far from your home in North Carolina to that location at the Southern Gap?
It's 3 hours from North Carolina to there.
See, that's nothing.
No. Yeah, we can go 2 hours south and be at a park, or we can go 3 hours north and be at Southern Gap. It's an easy decision.
Right? It always surprises me or amazes me a little bit when we travel halfway across the country and someone else is just has to drive a few miles, yet they've never been there before.
Yeah. Yeah, we started riding, in 2015, really the Razors, you know, we've all been into four wheelers and motorcycles, but, we started riding then, and we've tried to, pick new destinations every year, you know, and there's plenty, there's still plenty of, Hatfield McCoy and Spearhead that we've not seen yet.
Absolutely. I mean, Hatfield McCoy's, I don't know where they're at nowadays, but probably 700, 800 miles of trails.
Oh yeah, there's 10 different trail systems that connect to each other, and you'll spend a lifetime trying to cover them all.
Oh, I bet you would, and that's what sort of the Heart of Appalachia Spearhead Trail System has done, haven't they? Sort of mirrored their setup based on Hatfield McCoy a little bit.
Definitely, yeah. So a lot of the warning signs and the color codes for the trails are very similar to Hatfield McCoy. So you feel at home. You feel familiar with it when you get there. We love the hospitality when we go into these areas. One of the things that we tried to do was, when we started Razor Nation, we had a captive audience that we wanted to do some philanthropic things for the areas. So when we go ride in these areas, we try to give back. We raise money for the schools, the children, things like that, because we get such warm welcomes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, that was our last ride, you and the Southern Gap. The ride before that was how many years ago now?
That was in 2018.
18. And that was the Pocahontas Trail System?
The Pocahontas Trail System, yeah, it's located in Virginia as well. And it's a little closer. It's about 2.5 hours from North Carolina. And there is about 85 miles on that trail system.
So a little smaller. How does it compare? How is it different?
It's different. It's probably not as technical. It's great for beginners. They have beautiful cabins right off of their trail system. It's one of the more. If I was taking children with me and I had a four seater and I wanted to go somewhere very safe, that's the place to go. I mean, it's still beautiful. Plenty of green and blue trails to hit, which is your easy and your medium trails. There are a few blacks on there if you want to search them out, but plenty of riding and 83 miles you can take 2 days to cover that.
I will tell you this: I was riding in northern Minnesota on Saturday with some friends, and we did 85 miles in one day.
Oh yeah. We love to cover. It's not unlikely for us in some of these places to cover 200 miles. Over the weekend. It's just amazing that these machines can do that.
When you go out for your group ride, you said you had as many as 85 people show up on a ride. What's a good number, when you show up and you're inviting friends? Because I know when we're filming the TV show, we try to keep it pretty small numbers because it gets a little too much when we have pretty large groups. But, people are always like, bring your friends, bring your this. And sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's too many.
Yes, it can be. And, that's the downside to having such a large group. So everybody wants to join in the fun, but right. we try to take different people every time so everybody can get, be a part of the experience. And I think a good number for that is probably around 20 or less. If you get much more than that, then, you start getting separated on the trails and somebody breaks down, it's a long it's a long reach to the person leading to let them know that,
Oh, I know that we'd say the same thing. It's like if one person breaks down, we all break down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We all stop and we spend a night if we have to. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Now, those are the trail systems in Virginia. You said you go kind of in the area. So for people who haven't been on the East Coast before, is there any riding in North Carolina that you guys do?
Yeah, there's a place called Carolina Adventure World. It's just across the line into South Carolina. That's probably the closest park, and there is 100 miles of riding at that location. It is a park. You're restricted to stay inside the park, but it's good riding too. Not much in North Carolina. We have a couple private landowners that allow us to ride, and we pay $5 a day, and we'll go out there and test the machine. But we're kind of 20 miles or less is all you have there.
Gotcha. I have been to Carolina Adventure World. It might have been 10 years ago.
Yeah. I was there on opening day in 2007. It's I was real excited about what they were doing with the place. Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear they're still around. Still offering places to ride. Now in Virginia, obviously we've been talking a lot about that. That is, right next to West Virginia, and those two places got to be the premier places on the East Coast to be.
It is, yeah. So in Virginia, you know, the Hatfield-McCoy trails, you have your southern trails, and then you have your northern trails, which is more towards Kentucky. So the Tug River separates West Virginia and Kentucky. So you have trails on both sides of the Tug River. Buffalo Mountain Trail takes you into Devil Anse and then on to Rock House. So there's three connecting trail systems with a lot to see. There is a lot of places of interest and their national landmarks having to do with the Hatfield-McCoy story.
Now, Chris, we're coming up to the end of the year. How many rides would you guys say you've done this year?
This year, not as many as past. I was caught with a COVID bug there, and I was in the hospital for a little bit, so I've been down. But we're typically, I say, on an average year, we'll do 25 rides.
25 group rides.
25 group rides. Yeah, Damn. We try to go at least twice a month.
I was going to do some quick math. That is every other weekend.
Yeah. Twice
now,
a month.
How do people find out about you guys? How do they get more information about your group?
So you can go to Facebook is the best way to get us. We have a public page, and then we have a private group. Our public page is Razor Nation by the 336. The 336 is our area code. So the whole concept to this was to create these groups in, like, I've had them in Las Vegas and California. Started Razor Nation, you know, what was it? Not 904 was California. But that was the concept behind the 336 part. So I was going to, you know, it's hard for people in California to kind of be a part of what we're doing here on the East Coast. So I thought, well, why not get somebody to lead a group there? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how the 336 came about. But you can join the private group, which I feel like there's more going on in the private group. You get a lot of people putting things for sale, technical advice. We post all of our rides there. So if you want to join us after the TV shows, I get a lot of emails and calls from viewers that say, hey, we're from Michigan, but we're going to drive down. We want to ride with you guys.
Nice.
And we certainly invite that. You know, I mean, that's we love who we meet. We love the places we go.
That is very cool to hear. So do you guys have little smaller groups around the country then, or is just the 336 one, North Carolina, the major Razor Nation group?
That's the major one. And before the last show, we had 12 what we call chapters, and they were across the U.S. In a lot of the states. I closed them down to try to bring it into one group, and I'm getting a lot of requests from people wanting to start groups in Ohio, start groups in Tennessee. I may go back to that concept. I want everybody to share in the experience and that has the passion that can't make it to North Carolina or Virginia to ride with us. They can lead their own Razor Nation group.
Chris, why do Razor people have such passion about their riding?
I feel like that, you know, it's just like if you own a Harley, you know, you end up wearing the leathers and the gloves and the boots, and it's being a part of something. It's a family. I mean, we call it the Razor Nation family. But the passion is, you know, the outdoors. You get to, I feel like there's something for everyone when you go camping. You know, some of the wives, you know, they'll stay at the camper. You know, they enjoy reading books and staying at the camper while the guys go out and ride. And then you have some of the wives that want to drive. But yeah, there's, I think the passion is bringing, you know, the family together, friends together for the same cause. I have to quote, my friend Lee Smith again here, or Lee Shank. I'm sorry. You know, he always says, where the cell phone signal ends, the fun begins. So, you know, that's when you're out there, you know, we're all on businesses and phones always ringing. And when we can get out there and just enjoy each other's company, that's what we enjoy.
I do remember hearing Lee say that in the last episode.
Yeah.
He is quite the character. He is quite the character. Now for next year, 2022, what are we going to see out of your group? What kind of rides can people participate in?
So our plan is to try to hit the remaining spearhead trails that we have not ridden. There is, you know, the Mountain View. What was the other one? So there's like three more that we had not hit. I don't have all the names off the top of my head, but they, you know, there's a lot of Hatfield-McCoys that we've not done as well. So that we plan on trying to do different things instead of going back to the same place and repeating the ride. We want to see new adventures, new places. And that's the plan for 2022 is to just see new destinations.
Oh, man, that's always a good idea. That's what we try to do every season on the show is pretty much go places we've never been before. That is always a goal of ours because we just, you know, we've been a lot of places and people constantly ask us where the best place to ride is. And, you know, the best place to ride is the day you're riding, in my opinion. But, you know, there's so many options or opportunities, usually within, you know, half a day's drive of where you live.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. We find, you know, we'll obviously search them out on the internet, but we'll find different locations and try them out. And, you know, there's not too many bad ones we've seen. we tend to like some better than others, but it's just, you know, you have to pick your poison of what type of riding you want to see. We love it when there's destinations within the ride. So you've got lookouts, you know, you've got water towers. We've seen abandoned mines. We've seen, you know, cabins that have, you know, from the early 1800s, you know, nobody's been in. You know, it's pretty neat to go scope all that out.
I am on the Heartland Appalachia Trail website right now, and man, it's good. Is it right here? It's the home to 544 miles of trail.
Yes. So that's all the five combined. And yeah, that's a lot of riding. You know, we have rode, now that I think about it, Mountain View is in St. Paul, Virginia. We've rode that, and man, that's a great one. It's got a beautiful hotel that all the riders stay in, right in downtown St. Paul, very historical. So that's another good one to hit.
You bring up a good point, Chris. Like, people always want to know, all right, I'm going to get there, but where am I going to stay? Where am I going to eat? Do these trail systems, these areas that you guys been riding, have those options?
They do. And I think these small towns, I think they understand that, you know, we've all stayed in tents. We've all stayed in cabins that were very, you know, just plain, you know, just it's a cabin. And then we've got, you know, areas that we ride that you feel like you're staying at Great Wolf Lodge. I mean, it's just that nice. It's just, it's incredible, the inside of these cabins. So they've spent a lot of time and effort to make us feel at home. You know, everything's clean. Like I was saying about Mountain View, that hotel is 5-star. I mean, and to find it right there on the trailhead is absolutely amazing. They cater to the riders. It's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Man, it sounds like you guys got a pretty big 2022 planned for lots of riding.
Yes, we do. We've got, you know, we like to do events too. So we'll go out and promote the lifestyle. That's one thing. One of the perceptions that I think that's incorrect about Razor Nation is people think, you know, I have to have a Razor, an RZR to join. Well, that's not true. We love all Polaris. So, you know, I've got friends with Generals, Rangers. They're all welcome to come join. You know, we named it Razor Nation because we had Razors and we loved Razors. And we, you know, how the name was formed was a friend of mine would get to a top of a big steep hill and he would yell out, Razor Nation. And so that's where the name come from.
You know? Oh, very nice. Very nice. What, you guys are at 6,000 members. We see you growing. Are you going to get to 10,000 members? Where do you see your Razor Nation group in a couple of years, Chris?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not big on, you know, buying, you know, members that are not truly part of the passion. You'll see these big groups that, like I said before, that had us 100,000 members. I don't feel like there's 100,000 of those members that are truly riders. You know, when you get one of our 6,000, I feel like for the most part is truly has a passion for the sport, a passion for riding. And, you know, that's you know, numbers don't mean as much to me, but I'd love to get to 10,000 members. I think the more outreach we have, the more we can promote the lifestyle. Our philanthropic side would grow. It's amazing. We fed children. It was 34 children for 2 years off of one of our fundraisers.
Wow.
And that makes you feel good in the heart. You know, you're doing the right thing and you're doing it with something you love to do anyway.
Absolutely. Are people missing out, Chris, if they haven't ventured off to the East Coast to do a ride?
Absolutely. You know, I've not done a lot of West Coast riding, but I can say we have some of the most beautiful scenery and sites at the top of these mountains. And when you reach them, you know, that's your destination. You want to get up there and see. You can see seven states at some of the top of these hills that, you know, it's incredible. You can see that far. It has to be a clear day, but you can see all of these states all the way around you. You know, that's, yeah, you're certainly missing out. I mean, it's to me, I've rode in Tennessee. Tennessee's real similar to our East Coast. It's about as far west as I have been on the trails, but they're certainly missing out. You know, the wildlife, you know, the difficulty of the trails. I feel like that we have some of the more technical that I have heard about. You just watch some of our videos and things, you know. And video is very deceptive from how steep the hill is, but
that is true. I know that.
Yeah, we've got some great video of a lot of our riding on our private page. Yeah.
Now, in your area, you've got lots and lots of riding. You mentioned the two big trail systems you got there. Is there anywhere that you haven't ridden that you want to go ride?
Yeah, I would love to go out west. I would love to go to, you know, the sand. I've always wanted to do that. I've got a Turbo S, so it would love to get out on the dunes and stretch its legs a little bit. So out west would be my preferable place to ride.
You guys are going to have to pack everybody up and bring that smoker with you and make a road trip.
Yeah, so we've talked about that. So we have a friend that has an 18-wheeler that would haul about six of them. That's in the works. We're definitely going to do it.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I'm trying to think. All right, last shoot was, we just did a shoot in Maine, which for you guys is a bit of a haul north, but not crazy.
Not bad.
I mean, you're going to cross about 10 states to get there, but, you know, we were up in northern Maine and, it was, the fall colors were fantastic. And that's another thing that sometimes you don't get on the West Coast that you definitely get on the East Coast is we chase those fall colors pretty hard during filming season in the fall.
Oh yeah. 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 We have a beautiful, you know, when the leaves change and, you know, there's a lot of, vacationers that they come to our area just for that reason. You know, the, Appalachian mountains, you know, that's funny. I was just talking about the Appalachia versus Appalachian. You get some of the locals that call it different. No, you said that wrong, but it's, I call it Appalachia.
Chris, you guys are at 6,000 members. You're looking to grow. I appreciate you coming on the show and talking about your Razor Nation group. And, man, we hope to see you guys on another shoot, another ride here sometime in the future.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. We'd love to do it again. We enjoy, doing the shows with you guys and, you know, meeting all of your crew and everything. We have a great time.
If you get a chance to meet up, or in the area, reach out to the Razor Nation folks. They are a ton of fun to hang out with. I guarantee you, you'll have fun on your ride. You'll make new friends and, you would not be disappointed.
Thank you, Jared. I appreciate that.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining us, man. Take care. And, we'll talk to you again soon, bud.
Sounds good. All right. See you. Bye.
Well, that's another edition of the Destination Polaris podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you can download podcasts, and we will talk to you guys again in a couple of weeks. Take care.